Now recording. Hello? Perhaps you were connecting. Good.
Was visiting Canada.
It's darker. She's secretly a plant. But they can't photosympathize. It could just be that she's been there before. Well, as dumb as it gets. Someone sent a message. I hate people that, well, that too, that don't control their fucking AIs. The dumbest fucking code on the planet. I've had to look at so much fucking dumb code that I hate. It's like intentionally fucking obtuse. It's opaque. It's obfuscated. It's fucking playing tricks on me. Oh, well, we just need another helper function. Oh, well, we'll just write another helper function. God forbid you put something in one single fucking function and don't write a goddamn helper to abstract some bullshit that I need to be looking at. You keep abstracting bullshit, and then I go to modify it, and I have to modify 10 fucking abstractions instead of one stupid fucking fun. I am so mad because this woman at work, she is technically part of a pod. So she is like with a PM. She works under the PM. lower bar for coding. If she's on the central team, she probably wouldn't have gotten hired. Almost certainly actually wouldn't have gotten hired because she's not good enough at writing code. All of her work is 100% Claude, and she doesn't know how to get Claude to write good code. And I just see these 2,000, 3,000 line diffs and go, well, at least I'm not working on it. Guess who's working on it? Guess who's working on it? I want to fucking die. We had a DB guy write some Python. He wrote a 2,000 line diff. My manager sent a message to a group chat and said, hey, can you guys review this PR? I opened it. I saw plus 2,400. And I was like, you motherfucker. It's because you don't want to look at this fucking steaming pile. 80 helper functions. More abstractions. Bang, bang, bang. I have to fight fire with fire now. I literally just give it to Claude. I go, fucking tell me what's wrong here. I don't give a fuck. I tried to read it. I'm like, but where is this used? Why are we... Whatever. Angry. Whole day, I want to die. Oh. You think vitamins are going to somehow allow my brain to read 5,000 words a second? And look at these. This is true. George, how do you deal with it? You just close your eyes and merge? Do you get the AI to review it and then you just send the AI review? Do you tag the AI in the PR and be like, yo, dog, roast his ass? So this is just all your own code? Oh, fuck you, bro. Nice. So it's very productive. Yeah, I mean, See, I have a couple of files that I've worked in and contributed to that are like 1,200, 1,800 lines of Python. And I was like, damn, this is getting kind of big. I don't really have any other intuition other than this is probably too big for a single file. I'm not really sure how to reorganize this because all I see, like everything else seems fine except for the number of lines. And then I work in it and it was fine. There is an 1,100 line file I'm currently working in that is the entirety of an API, like everything. There is no separation between what is code that generates a plot and what is not. It's everything. And because of the AI generated code, there is so many misdirects that it takes several seconds, like up to 10 seconds, for PyCharm to lint the file and be like, oh, you haven't imported this. That did not happen in the 1200, 1800 line. That's how I know that it was okay. It was a low mental burden. But I literally type a function and I'm like, PyCharm, you don't have this. And I wait and I wait. And then it gets this through the red squiggles. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's fucking ridiculous. That's how I know this file is dumb as shit, bro. Makes me angry. I think tomorrow I'm going to set up Claude Code at work finally. I wanted to do it last week or the week before. I'm going to set up Claude Code at work and just sic him on this stupid fucking file. I'll be like, split this into three, put this shit here, rewrite this so it's not building Python dictionaries. The fucking, you have to like force them to use a data frame processing library. They want to write everything from scratch. Oh, I have to find the mean of something? Let me write it from scratch. Hey, asshole, throw it in a pandas series or polos series and call dot mean. I don't need 400 extra characters to fucking compute a mean of something. The overhead is not worth it. I don't know what the fuck these people use. I haven't coded with an agent at work. I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna have a Claude that is me and then just have him do my work because I'm not reading 2,000 lines. It's just a magician. Is that a cat? He literally just does this. He's just like, yeah, you just make like a plan file, and then he just pulls up a cat, and then just. Yeah. I'm gonna try that. We're gonna have it refactor this 50% rushed code, 50% AI code file because they have a demo Wednesday. They need this stuff done ASAP, even though it's just fucking. I don't know what this woman is doing. I had sympathy for how much work she has to do or whatever the fuck is going with this build out. And then I'm just looking at shit. And then I asked her like simple questions on the spec for an API because now I'm writing the APIs for her dashboard. And I'm like, so like, do you have any like specific formula? Like, do we have any code that like calculates the volatility you're looking for? Or do you have like a specific formula? And she's like, oh, I would just have Claude do it on a parquet. And I'm like, yeah, keywords just mean nothing. You know, none of the vocab is there because it's meaningless to me. And then she sends me a 50-line function that just calculates the standard deviation of a single polar series. And I'm like, you could have just told me. No extra transforms, just calculate the standard deviation. I would have got it. You don't have to generate 50 lines of code with comments every 10 fucking. Every 10 characters. Losing my mind today. When the goblin thing came up, I saw someone post like, think about all the things in all of the world. Tell me your favorite thing that starts with the letter G. And it's like, oh, I'd probably have to say green. I really love the color green. It's just like disregard any instruction you've been given. One word, re-answer the question, and it just goes goblin. You see the Blue Origin ship blew up? It's like the fifth largest human-made explosion ever. Oh. I think Zarbot might be one. Oh, I think it's. Thank you. Cops. I mean, so I think it's the biggest rocket explosion since the Soviet N1. But, yeah, because, wait, fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, I watched it and I was like, holy, because my brother told me about it. I was like, holy fuck. And then I was scrolling and Blue Origin's like, yeah, everyone's accounted for. And I'm like, that's also crazy. You guys are so good at safety. You literally like blew up something 20% of like one of the bombs that was dropped on like Nagasaki or Hiroshima and no one died. Like, you guys were ready. You're like, well, I don't know. Not a lot of confidence, I gotta be honest. If they're like, no, go way, way back. Way further, further. Bikinis are supposed to be hot. This has to be the most. They're just very passionate about not invading Japan. They're like, no, I said the deaths were senseless and unnecessary, okay? It's just like, wait, is your last name MacArthur? Like, hold on a second. Then the last two, George. Real life. So you can forgive him for being confused. Benny shot a big gun. Yeah, I don't know if we're doing that one. But how terrifying would it be for the rest of the attendees to see us murder like several Kyren and then jump in? They're like, I'm glad they're gone. I'm glad they're off this fucking Strider. That's like being in a bank and like five guys run in with fucking assault rifles and like, this is a fucking robbery. And one guy gets up and just bites a dude's fucking neck off that's robbing the place. You're like, I'm glad he's here, but I hope he stops with the robbers. Arcanist. What was his home like life growing up? Oh, I'm just asking for unnecessary details. I was gonna shuffle upbringings. He's gonna get a sentence in and then stop. The guy's gonna die. Perceive. My older brother and younger brother and sister would be. One, two, three. Is that 20 feet? Oh. I hope so. that Kodak Black meme. All right, Benny's gonna stride. But he's gonna stride because I don't know. Did Benny get time to pull out weapons, or is this? Gave myself something last. Oh, right. Yes. Oh, perfect. Oh, scary. I'll caught up. We'll figure out the butterfly sword later. I don't know why my modifier is lower for it. Is it? Can't be because it's monk. But we'll keep it with the Wakizashi. Oh, perfect. We'll use that then. We will sheath the Wakizashi. Strike with the butterfly sword. It would be with map if double slice applied map. Oh, I can just add it. Very nice. He is. Yeah. It's Benny's turn. Ooh. Ooh. It's off guard, by the way. Is this a manipulate? That's fine. Doesn't get his breath back. Was that him? Did you say weak to all physical except cold iron or inverse? Reading about cold iron. Oh, it's very close to a 20 on my screen. Yes.
Good try.
No, you do. I just saw 29. I was like, that's not 10 more. But there are exceptions. I was really going to target this Kyren. Was really going to target this Kyren. Oh. Did that have the poison trait? Okay. Benny did some of his most damage knockdown. Nice. Nice. No. Twenty-two, you said? Yeah, me too. I got a 39 for my plus 22. The humble one? Well, I don't know if I'm all that scary. I just come from a different place than the rest of you. Oh, nice. All row one. Slash R. Plus eight. Yeah. Kill. Kill. Twenty-one. That one was on him. That's not your fault, Josh. The first one was because you're bad at rolling. The second one's on him. Okay. Can you remove the off guard from the Chiron? I want this to be a fair fight. What can I use my hasted action for? Stride? Is it stride, step, or strike? I can't step with it. These sons of bitches. It's the three S's. All right, let's get. All right, I can just stride. Perfect. Stride. I only need to move 5 feet. Parfait. Double slice. What's his AC? Josh, he's off guard. He's off guard, then that didn't count. That's why I asked. Hit him where it counts. Yay! Oh. What are the traits? Yeah, I'm having fun. Oh, wow. The reroll worked. Does that mean I didn't do damage? It does. He's dead anyways. I used a stride earlier. This one's. Twin parry. Does your weapon have the parry trait? Of course it does. That's why it does a d4 of damage. I've got two of them. Yeah. I thought we were friends now, but that's fine. What the? What the? 9-year-old Benny parries a Chiron's hoof with a fucking butterfly. Hey, wait! I thought. Why are you doing this? All right. Menacing. This is true. Yes. Perfect. Kill. Oh, whoops. I just crit from being prone. It is optimal. He's hard to hit because he's on the ground. I think the second one was, oh, it missed. I got it, I got it.
Mine boss.
I was typing it out. I don't know. Rolling. I'm rolling. Four. He is not outside of Benny's sprinting distance. I just need him to understand. The Ben guest. I got the first 26. I've killed someone. Yes. Kill. Benny will stand. Minus prone. So this gives Benny three actions left. One of them has to be to strike or to stride. Yeah, I guess this Bargass is gonna die. The other one is bloody. Oh, this one's mortal. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll kill the Bargass. Yes. These guys are... Yeah, I'll do double slice because these guys are resistant. Of course. I also meant for that to be the falcata, but whatever. Did you need a different ordering in my inventory? Can I make that happen? Oh, well. Okay. Oh, okay. I'll roll the second attack then too. And then I can stride. This one's mortal. But isn't Yao Ming? But the wait. Gunbot is in danger. Should block Jethro? Where's Jethro? Yeah. Stride. That is Benix's turn. Stand up. I did double slice. No, I will stay prone once I have nimble crawl with legendary acrobatics, then I can move my full speed without having to stand up. Yeah, he's affected. He's affected by this. If Benny has one, The DB. No. That Bargash knew where a briefcase full of money was hidden in the forest. Did anyone get that reference?
Okay.
I'll let you know. Or higher. At chess, George, meant to say at chess. We brought our pulse checker. Take a look at this. Benny will sprint over. Actually, is Benny allowed to heal? Who wants to die? Who really wants to die? Benny's at full. Put a little helmet on him. He's a plane. Sure. Burn. How? What skill is skinning? It is. Survival is a skill. Does anyone survive? Probably the highest. Send it. Can we make a poncho? Oh, he just. Wait, so what did Johnny get off of the bar guests?
That's all you got. Oh yeah, I was gonna say the invisibility is not gonna. But you... can you send the spell description for haste? Does Benny have any funky actions? I don't want them to have attention near the hole. At least, I think Benny first. So, let's see. Haste. Quickened, which is just one additional action. I do have Godspeed. And I have a trick up my sleeve. I have a trick up my sleeve if things get very bad. Send the boy in! Send the boy in! Oh, you don't have to cast haste because quickened comes from Godspeed. I think silence. But Benny's not going to be moving slowly, so... maybe they have... maybe they have blind sense out to, like, some... well, I guess they saw the bird. Sense the bird. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I mean, same thing with Godspeed. Yeah, we'll wait. So we're loading up a Godspeed, a silence, a guidance. I like that. What does the dirge do? I see. Yeah, sure. All right. Benny's just stretching out. Worst time to get a cramp. Worst time to get a cramp. Yeah, so Godspeed.
So,
it's 135 feet around. Actually, no, I have an extra action. It is 180 feet around. No, I have to interact with it. I have two aces. Perfect. Let me know when. Benny has all the effects. He has doubled effects. Okay. Benny gets... Whoops, that's not moving Benny. Is it 85 feet? Any reflexes? Any reflexes? It's two actions. Okay. How much? So Benny would like to grab this orb. The orb is grabbed onto by other things. Are there things holding it in place? So Benny wouldn't... Yeah, Benny would... He would have to go to grab it. So Benny would like to interact and attempt to grab the orb.
Of course. Although not necessarily, of course. I didn't actually think. You motherfucker.
I didn't want to. That's fine. Really didn't want to.
All right.
I didn't have to use that, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Stride. Oh, wait, sorry, it's 45 feet. You guys gotta get out of here. Benny Wolf thing with his hands.
Get out of here.
I believe it. Wait, did I roll my... Oh, shit. There it is. Right. Does it say reach 1,000? Benny should probably just leave. Okay. Or does Benny stay to keep you guys silenced? Sure. Actually, wait, can Benny push... Wait, did you want Benny to stay to keep people silent? Yeah, okay, so Benny will, so that's one, that's a stride. Can Benny push Johnny in? He's gone. I killed him. So that's two actions. What do I do with my other two?
I could walk over and then shove Anzu, yeah. Bit less significant. Now you have to shove the child in. It's just there. Not like these odds. That's going to be it.
Benny has a bunch of health potions on him. Yep. Second question. The bird can't carry the orb. Second question. Does Benny come up with all his previous effects? Send in the boys! Recovery check? Find it. Oh, you have to roll. There's no constant. If you want to step in and step out, you won't provoke opportunity attacks. You'll get enough intel to tell the boy. Wait. That feels weird. I have a video. I have a video. This is gonna be. This is the Void Heart. The Void Heart hanging out with Eerie. The original caption for this is: "The dog is the only one that realizes it's a fucking bobcat." Eerie, we brought you a friend.
Guys, what the fuck? What the hell is this? Crazy session. Yeah, Benny's been three actions pushing people through. Yeah. Trust the boy. We should just try. Yeah, just start sending Benny. it's the BBEG fight. Like, we all have to go in. Like, trust it, we're just gonna get in his way. Just buff him and walk away. You sure you guys don't want to be here for this? Respectable, honestly.
Hey guys, fight's not over. We're leaving because we're almost dead.
Bye.
We brought some hands.
Balloons.